Take your Bibles, and I just want to John chapter 19, and I have a message for you today that it's important. They're all important, but it's about mothers, of course. Mothers are very, very important. And if you're a mother and you think you're not important, I'm just telling you, you're very important. And I want to thank each and every one of you who are very important. You're important. You're important to me. You're important to this church. You're important to God. God really, really loves you. And you're very, very important to God, no matter who you are. And I just want you to realize that. And I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank you so much for being in the house of God today. When you get to John chapter 19, please say amen. So I know you're there. Good. John 19, could you please stand for the reading of God's word? We're going to read verse 25. Are we all there? It says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. And he said unto his disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. I want you may be seated, or you'll be standing all day. But I want you to think about this scene, what's going on here. Now there stood at the cross of Jesus. While he was on the cross, while he was suffering in pain, being nailed to the cross, blood, pain, suffering, there was his mom. His mother was there. Makes me think of most mothers that they'll be there with you through the thick and thin. Amen. They're there with you when you're born. They'll be with you always. Thank God for mothers. Amen. And I just want you to see Jesus had a good mother. Amen? Amen. And Mother Mary, as we know her, but mothers are amazing. That's what I just want to say. They're amazing. And what I want to talk to you this morning about is just about how amazing mothers are, and about how, what mothers are. When I say what mothers are, I believe that almost everything is a type for us to learn. I believe that everything that you see, experience, feel, know in this world, your family, your mother, your father, everything you do, God has had allowed us to have that so we can learn something from it. And one of the things we learn from mothers is that they're awesome. Amen. They are just amazing. They're with us from the beginning to the end. You know, in Luke chapter 2, verse 35, Mary brings Jesus to the temple after he's first born. And Simeon, he says to her that that this child is for the rise and fall of Israel. And he said this, he said, and a sword shall pierce through your soul also. And this is when he was born. And as the mother of Mary knew that her son dying of an untimely death at 33 years old was not the normal thing. And she had to go there and she watched her son pass away. And it was absolutely horrible for her. And that's when he said, a sword's going to pass through your own soul also. I just want you to think about that for a second. Mary was always kind of knew that, you know, something bad's going to happen. Even though he's the king of Israel, even though he's the son of God, something bad was going to happen, because the Bible tells us that she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. That, you know, that song, Christmas song, Mary, did you know? She knew a lot more than you think. She kept it in her heart. She knew a lot more than you think. And I just want you to realize that your children, mothers and fathers, they're just lent to you. You don't own them. They're just lent to you for such a short time. You never know what they're going to do. But out of Jesus' dying early and out of his suffering and pain, and that was what Mary had to bear watching his her son, all good came out of it. All good came out of it. And I'm telling you right now, God can turn around any situation and make it in for good. Can I get an amen? You know, when you think about mothers, your mother, it was your mother who carried you in the womb. Amen? It was her who you were formed in. You were being formed inside of her. She carried you around. She's the one who bore your burden, so to speak. She's the one who carried your weight. She's the one that bears your scars that you gave her. And I'll tell you right now, all these things are very important because I could equate them to a Bible verse of how Jesus did the same thing for you. And he bore the scars. Your mother felt the pain, the discomfort. It is the mother that goes through the birth. It's the pain, the labor. And when you're born, it doesn't end there. All that is just to get you to this world. Amen. And once you're born, then something else happens. Then she feeds you. She washes you. She teaches you. She protects you. She comforts you. She says in the Bible, and the Bible says, the Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's like a mother. My mother, I caused many a heartache and pain. Right, Dwayne? To your mom? Who's your biggest fan? Your mom. Who's the one loves you the most? Your mom. Yeah, but I was bad. Your mom. The father? No. He's like, smack that boy in the head. Kick him in the pants. What's wrong with you, boy? The mother's like always in heart saying, my son. And I'm like, kick the bum out. You know, it's like mothers and fathers are different breeds, but thank God for mothers, because my mother never gave up on me. I didn't get saved, become a Christian until I was 31 years old. I did a lot of bad, a lot of wrong. And the whole time I knew I was hurting my mother. And I know how that feels. But I just want you to think about how the Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, says the Holy Spirit said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So that said, that reminds me of a mother when I think about how they carried the weight, carried the burden, bears the scars, felt the pain, and the discomfort brought you through. And then after they brought you to the birth, they didn't just stop there, did it, Mom? You're still being a mom, aren't you? Your children are a little older, right, Nicole? But you're still being a mom, aren't you? I know you're taking your children to college. You're doing this, making sure they got this, making sure. Being a mother doesn't stop when your children leave the house. Being a mother never stops, I don't think. I don't think a mother ever stops. But one thing mothers do is they're just like the Lord. They really are. And that's what I want to show you tonight is how mothers are like the Holy Spirit of God, like Christ. It tells us, look in Matthew chapter 12 with me. I want to show you something interesting. Matthew chapter 12. Mothers being as the Holy Ghost. If you have to leave, anybody, go out that way, please. A mother... is just like the Holy Spirit. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you right now, because that's what the Holy Spirit of God does. The Holy Spirit of God is the one that brought you forth to be born again. Do you realize that no one in this room or in the world can be born again without the Holy Spirit? Amen. No one can be born of God without the Holy Spirit. And nobody can be born without the mother. And I just want you to realize the Holy Spirit of God is the most important factor in your life today. The Holy Spirit of God is the most important person in your life today. Just like you think your mother's important, the Holy Spirit is much more important. But in Matthew chapter 12, look with me if you would in verse 31. Matthew 12:31. Are you all there? It says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sins and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto them. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Wow. That's some serious stuff. You know what the Bible tells us? He that curses his mother and father, his light shall be put out. He that curses his mother is one of the most wicked, horrible things anyone could ever do. God will forgive every sin except the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. I want you to understand that, because equating your mother, you better honor thy father and thy mother. The Bible says it is the mother that teaches the laws of God to their children. It is the mother that teaches the children right and wrong. It is the mother that tells them how to be, how not to be. It tells them how to sit up straight, use utensils, how to walk, how to talk. It's the mother does all that. At least that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen? And that's what the Holy Spirit of God has given to us. Right now, if you are not born again, if you're not born of God, born of the Spirit, The Holy Ghost is your only chance. And if that Holy Spirit of God comes to you, knocking on your heart today while you're in a church service or at home, and the Holy Spirit's wanting to get your attention, wanting you to listen, wanting you to open your heart to Him, and you say no, you know what you're saying? You're saying, no, you're not good. No, you're not God. No, you're not for me. And what you're saying is you're evil. And you're blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Because you can, if you tell the Holy Ghost no, the Holy Ghost doesn't have to come back. The Holy Ghost can just say, okay. You might say, well, later I'll do it, John. Maybe someday I'll get saved. Maybe someday I'll receive the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost says there is no going to be someday for you. I've come to you and I've come to you and I've come to you. And you said, no, no, no. The Holy Spirit of God is your only hope of Jesus Christ. Father God is in heaven. Jesus Christ is on His right hand. And the Holy Spirit of God is here. And the Holy Spirit of God is your mother. The Holy Spirit of God is the one that will bring forth you into the real world of salvation, into the real world of eternal, everlasting life. And then when you are born of the Spirit becomes your mother. Your father is your father. Jesus is your husband. You got a whole family. Amen. But the greatest thing about the Holy Spirit is He said, I'll never leave you. Once you invite me in, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Man, that's powerful. And what He does, He says, I'll feed you. As a newborn baby desires the sincere milk of his mother. As a newborn baby desires the sincere milk of the Word of God. When you get born of the Spirit, you have the Spirit in you. And that Spirit now changes you. Now you become a child of the Most High God. Born of God. Do you realize Mary, the mother of Jesus? She's not the mother of God. She's the mother of Jesus. There's a difference. God never was born. Jesus is a man that came in this earth for a purpose and a reason to have flesh and blood so that he could die for all flesh and blood. Amen. But who was in Jesus was God Almighty. But my point is this, the Bible says the Holy Ghost came and overshadowed her. And it says that that holy thing that was born in her was of God, was God's eternal, everlasting Son. Same thing happens to a person. The Holy Spirit of God comes and overshadows you. And the Holy Ghost hovers upon you. And if you'll allow Him, if you'll receive Him, if you'll believe and do what He says to do, He will come in and He will give you life. Amen. Not only give you life, but He'll give you the life of God. He'll give you the same life that was in Mary. It's called Jesus Christ. Will dwell inside of you. We can all become like a Mary. We can all become a child-bearing person that has God inside of them. You know, when you have a child, you're only supposed to have that child for 9 months, right? And that child's supposed to be delivered, right? Can I get an amen? And then what do? You don't just say, okay, I did my job, see you later. No, that child needs to be taken care of, and that child needs to be cleaned, and that child needs to be changed, and that child needs to be fed. And that's just like us. I'm here to tell you, when God comes into you and hovers upon you, if you say no, because the Holy Spirit of God is the most sensitive person in this room. The Holy Ghost of God is the most sensitive because it's the Spirit of God hovering upon the hearts of wicked men. And He is there for one purpose, to bring Jesus Christ into you. And the only way He will bring Jesus Christ into you is if you desire Him. If you want to be saved, if you want to be clean, if you want to be born again, born of God, the Holy Ghost sees that. The Holy Ghost knows that because you can't lie to the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God is such, I'll tell you what, my mother, I couldn't lie to my mom. She knew every time I was saying something wrong. And she knew what she would do. She would get these bony knuckles and she would punch me right in the chest. And I'm like, ow. And she's like, don't lie to me. I'm like, all right, mom, you're right, you're right. I love my mom. My mom was tough and tender at the same time. I think too much tender is not good. Too much tough is not good. But tough and tender is pretty good. You know, when you need loving and caring and comfort, she's there. When you need somebody to give you a tough hand, she's there. When you need somebody to say, sit up straight and close your mouth when you're eating, somebody say amen to that right there. Do not eat with your mouth open, okay? You need a mother to tell you that. You're in trouble. Nobody wants to see what you got in there. Amen. Your mother teaches you manners, doesn't she? She teaches you manners. And what do? Children hate that. They hate it. So when the Holy Spirit of God comes upon you and starts to teach you manners, you're like, oh, this stinks. I don't like the way I feel. Well, that's good because you're not a very good person. You chew with your mouth open. You've got your elbows on the table. You're on your cell phone when you're supposed to be talking to people. We're rude in every sense of the word. We're rude. We need somebody that's better than us telling us how to act. Can I get an amen? Amen. That is my God, my Father, my mother, my brother. He's all in one, and he's inside of me. And the Holy Spirit, which is like my mother, is telling me, Michael, don't say that. Amen. What do you mean, amen? No, I'm kidding. Michael, don't think that. Michael, don't say that. Michael, don't act like that. Michael, go and apologize. You ever hear your mother say, tell your sister you're sorry? Yeah, but she, go over there and apologize. Mothers ever do that? Make your children say, get over there and say, you're sorry. Yeah, and they're all like this. Well, that's the same way the Holy Spirit tells us. He's going to say, go over there and apologize to that person. But you don't know what they did. Get over there and apologize. Say you're forgiven. I mean, ask them to forgive you. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit of God is just like my mom, living inside of me, but a whole lot better. And a whole lot real. Amen. You know, so it tells us that if we blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, it says there's a good chance that you might never be forgiven in this life or that. So my warning to you all is that when the Holy Spirit of God comes to you, don't say no. When the Holy Spirit of God comes to you to save your wretched, no good soul and give you life and give you forgiveness and give you love like you've never had, give you peace like you've never felt, give you joy and strength and honor and integrity and start to change you into like God. Don't say no to that. Amen. But you can. You want to say no, you go right ahead. When I was 20 years old, I told the story, it's so true, that I was in the back of a bus. And when if you ever take public transportation or you go to the gas station, leave a gospel track wherever you're at. Leave a gospel track. And all God's people said, yeah, I'm saying that because what happened was I went to the back of the bus, 20 years old. So there was a gospel track sitting on the back of the bus. I went up there and I was probably hungover and I was going to work 6 o'clock in the morning. And I read that gospel track for the first time in my life. Every word on there was true. The Holy Spirit of God was right there with me, taking the words in this gospel track, taking the words, and it was only the verses of God, and he was pushing it in my heart, and I knew that I was a sinner, and I knew that I'm going to hell, and I knew that I needed Jesus, amen. And at the very back, it says, friend, say this prayer. And all of a sudden, the devil showed up. And the devil said, if you say that prayer, you're never going to have any fun. And I thought, I won't be able to, and I'm not kidding, my heart's pounding through my chest under Holy Ghost conviction. When the Holy Ghost convicts you, it's not all warm and fuzzy. That's right. See, these churches out there say, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost would smack you upside your head if they came down. That's your mother. She's not going to let you get away with all that foolishness. She's not going to let you get away. She's going to smack you upside your head. Amen. That's a good mother. Kick you in the pants, whip you with a belt, hit you with a spoon, take your shoe off and whack you with it, whatever it is. Am I the only one who grew up in that era? Man, kids today, they're so, you can't touch me. Kaboom! No, man, I mean, the fear of God was on me at my house. And I thank God for every minute of it. I was a knucklehead. I was bad. I did everything wrong. But in my house, I never disrespected my mom. Never. I never even said no to my mother. It wasn't allowed. You weren't allowed to say ain't or no. Could you imagine your children never saying no to you? Someone say amen right there. Amen. Well, why are they? Because you let them. You let them. When you're young, so the whack. What? Yeah, don't you say no. That's a bad word. Oh, okay. Right off the bat, you only have to whack them a couple times to learn. I'm just telling you, I've been whacked by the Holy Spirit. I've been kicked in the pants by God. And I thank God for it every single time. I've been disciplined. I thank God for it. But also, I've been loved by God. I've been loved by the Holy Spirit like no one on this earth. My mother was the only one in this whole world that I knew loved me. She loved me. Felt it, knew it, experienced it. And I feel really sorry for people that never had a real mother. Because they don't know what love is. If you don't have because so many people are without Christ and they're without God in this world and they're not good and they're bad. They're just plain bad. And so they're bad to their children, and they're bad mothers, and they're bad fathers. And there's many of them out there. Can I get an amen? I feel sorry for those children that don't have a mother to know what love is. They grow up, they don't know what love is. Where are they going to know what love is? They're going to get it from the guy that shows them a little attention? They're going to get it from the girl that flashes her eyelashes? It's like that. You're only going to know love until you know God. And when you know him, he loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally, like a love I've never experienced. I have a mother. She may be in heaven, but I have another mother, the Holy Spirit of God, that loves me. Fran is my replacement mom. I love Fran. Love you, Fran. Her son passed away, and my mom passed away, and so I'll be her son, and she'll be my mom. I love her, and I love you, Fran, and you are absolutely wonderful, and I want to thank you for being so kind. But she's nothing compared to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's good. In Proverbs chapter 10, you don't turn there. Proverbs 10:1, it says, a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Proverbs 15:20 says, a foolish son despises his mother. Means doesn't care about him. It's Proverbs 19:26 says, he that chases away his mother is a child that causes shame. Chasing away your mother. Imagine chasing away the Holy Ghost in your life, telling the Holy Spirit, no, no, no. I'll get saved some other time. I'll repent some other time. I'll get my heart set right some other time. I'm not listening to you. You might not say it that way, but that's exactly how the Holy Spirit knows it. Quit your drinking, your smoking, your cursing, your cussing. Knock it off. No, I'll do it some other time. Turn your heart to Jesus. No, I'll do it some other time. You're talking to God and you're blaspheming him. And that's what the Bible says. He that curses his mother or father, let him die the death. When I grew up, there was only one kid I knew cursed at his parents. I was shocked. And we were bad, dude. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm looking at him saying, dude, sorry, forgive me. We were bad. We were bad. And I hung with all bad guys. No one would ever curse their mother in front of their mother. I've never even said a curse word in front of my mom. Never. Ever. I can't imagine people cursing in front of their mother. Shows no respect. No, and if that's you, you need to repent. God will forgive you. But start somewhere. Amen. Never teach your children to curse. Because what you teach them, they say it's good. I'm telling you right now, mothers are more important than you ever know. I've never cursed in front of my mother. And I was a bad kid. That lady right there, I was going through pictures. Brian bought my house. Up in my attic was pictures. He just brought them. I went through them. You're in one of the pictures like 25 years ago or something. I don't know. You look exactly the same. You haven't changed a bit. Amen. And everyone that knew my mom, all the kids loved my mom, all of this. And everybody loved my mom. Everybody wanted to go over there. My mom babysitted her son. And my mom babysitted this person, that person. And I'm like, why does all the children attracted to my mom? Because she was tough. You know why? Because she was tough, fair, and loving. You got to be tough with your children or they're just going to walk over you. You can't be just loving or they're just going to take advantage of you. You got to be tough. And I'll tell you what, the greatest thing the Holy Spirit of God is for me is tough. He won't let me get away with stuff. I can't lie. Oh, I can, but I can't. I say one little thing that's not true. I am under such conviction, like my mother's there. Michael, what did I tell you? You know, it's like, and I can't even lie. I can't even tell you the fish I caught was this big when it was really like that. But I can't say anything wrong. That's the Holy Spirit. And if I do anything wrong, oh my goodness, I got my mother with me. Now you might say, well, I don't want that. I'm not signing up for mother. That just shows that you're wicked. I'm off track. Let me hurry up. When I was born again, born of God, I was born into the family of God. I received one that loved me, one that feeds me, one that washes me, one that teaches me, one that protects me. It's our mother that delivered us in pain and sorrow. Can I get an amen? It's our mother's love that makes a difference in our lives. It really is. I know your mother is so proud of you because you were off living your own life and as a Marine and as a cop and all this stuff. But then you came back to the Lord and you made your mother the happiest person in the world. And that's what happens. It doesn't matter if you go away and how bad you were. It only matters you come back now. Amen. You come back and make your mother the happiest mother in the world. Isn't that right, Mars? Isn't that great? You have your daughter sitting next to you. What would make you the happiest mother? Having your other daughter sit next to you, wouldn't it? See, I know it would. I know her. What makes a mother the happiest? Having their children in church with them. Bob, and it's really important, your mom, that you're here. It's very important. Stop yawning over there. I'm going to have to preach louder. I'm sore from lifting 680 pounds. When we blaspheme the Holy Spirit, when we do wrong, what do? We grieve our mother. We grieve the Holy Spirit. It tells us in Ephesians 4:30, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, which is your redemption. Amen? Luke 1:35 tells us that the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, and what was born of her was holy. Well, the Holy Spirit came upon you, and what God wants to be born of you is holy. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, it says he came unto his own, Jesus, but his own received him not. Holy Spirit of God comes to people and they don't receive the Holy Spirit. They won't receive right now that you need to humble yourself, repent of your sin, turn towards God. What does that mean, repent of your sin? Doesn't mean you got to go stop doing stuff. Doesn't mean that. It means you, in your heart, you've got to turn away from the stuff you do in your heart and turn to Jesus. You have to realize the stuff that you do is sin, and it's hurtful, and it's wicked, and it's dragging you to hell. It's like that, it's a millstone tied around your neck, and you're cast into the sea. You're going down. Not because of you, but because what's tied around your neck. You have to cut that millstone and turn back. And that's what repentance is. Repentance is you realizing the truth and feeling bad about it. You ever feel bad if you hurt your mom? Come on, help me. You ever feel bad? Jim, you feel bad? You hurt your mom? It makes you a loser, doesn't it? Makes you a creep, doesn't it? Makes you horrible, doesn't it? It's the truth. So what do? You repent and go back and say, I'm sorry. And what happens? Most mothers, my mom, when I wouldn't come and see her for a while, I'd go in the house and she's like, And I'm like, hey, Mom. Like that. And I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry I wasn't here. Like that, you know, because she wanted to be with me. She wanted to see me all the time, and I would be busy, you know what I mean? But guess what? I got it when I first got in, you know, and then it was all hugs and where, I'll give you one of these. Where you been? Well, what do you think the Holy Spirit's saying? Where have you been? Where have you been? Holy Spirit, God's the only, he's the third person of the Godhead, and he wants to spend all his time with you. Loves you more than anything. How much does he love you? That's how much. He suffered for you. He bled for you. John chapter 12 said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, which were born not of the flesh, nor of the will of man, nor of blood, but born of the Spirit. Have you been born of the Holy Ghost of God? Because if you haven't been born again, born of this Holy Spirit, you are none of God's. You're not his child. You don't belong to him. You belong to the devil. You say, that's terrible. I know. That's why God wants you to repent and turn to Jesus. Amen? Amen. You must be born again. And he said, when he said in John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, must be born again. He that is, but verily I say unto you, you must be born of water and the Spirit. Do you realize in 1 John chapter 5, it says that Jesus had to be born of water and of blood. You know what happened to Jesus on the cross? When he was supposed to be still alive, they came to break his legs and they saw that he was dead. And what they did is they put a spear right into his heart. And they pulled the spear out and out came water and blood. And that was the birth of the New Testament church. Out of the heart of God. Out of the heart of God comes his people. He loves you. He gave his life for you. He bears the scars for you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll give you every single thing that you need. He'll teach you. Let me give you these five things real quick. I'll give you these five things real quick and then we'll go home. But five things that the Lord does, that the Holy Spirit does to us, that our mothers does for us. First one, he feeds us. The Holy Spirit of God feeds us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:2 says, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, and neither yet are you able to bear it. 1 Peter 2:2, great verse, says, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Acts 20:28 says, take heed, therefore, over the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. I love this verse. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. One thing about my mom, maybe yours too, she's a good cook, man. You know, you hear all around the world, now that's almost as good as my mom's. That's almost like my mom's. That's like, you know, you heard that, my grandma, my mom. It's always your mom's the best cook. Well, I'll tell you right now, my mom, the Holy Ghost of God, has the best taste in food I ever tasted. When you get a hold of this word, when it lightens you, strengthens you, our eyeballs open up, you're like, whoa, glory to God, that's some good cupcake there. Man, that chocolate chip cookie is out of this world. I mean, manna from heaven. When the Holy Spirit of God feeds your soul and your soul's enlightened, you can't get that out there. Amen. You can't go to a five-star restaurant. Your mama can't even cook it. It comes from God. And when, I'll tell you right now, you feed me, I am yours forever. Ever. Chain me up, I'll follow you around. You feed me, I belong to you. You're not getting rid of me. I love you with an everlasting love. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. You feed me, and I feel like that's the greatest person in the world. You give me food that you made, not bought, that you made, and I feel like the most special person in the world, and it bonds my heart to you. And that's why I'm so bonded. One of the reasons I'm so bonded to my mom, best cook in the world. First food I ever tasted, amen? When you have a baby, how old is he going to be when you start giving him table food? Amen, brother. That's a spiritual man right there. Give him a cheesesteak when he's 1 month old. He'll gum that steak to death, but he'll be the happiest kid in the world. He'll be farting all night, but he'll be the happiest kid in the world. My daughter wouldn't give her children food. I'm like, he's two. Give him something. Like, I don't get it. Women are so afraid. Man, give that baby something good to taste. Amen. He'll be bonded to you forever. If you have not tasted and seen that the Lord is good, I'm feeling sorry for you. Man, God is good. Let me tell you the second thing he does. He washes us. Your mother feeds us and she washes us. Amen. When you're a newborn baby, you need to be washed because you're always, excuse my French, pooping yourself. You're always messing. How many diapers you been through? Come on. A few. Give me a real count. Hundreds. Thousands. When you get born of God, guess what? God doesn't get mad at you when you pee on him. He doesn't get mad at you when you mess the bed. He doesn't get mad at you when you do your doo-doo all over the place because you're a baby. That's what you do. He cleans you every day. And some of you in this room right now came with dirty diapers. I'm here telling you right now. Some of you people in this room have poo-poo diapers and you need to let them be cleaned up by the Holy Ghost. Someone say amen to that. You got a mess all over you. You ever give a baby chocolate, mashed potatoes, something? It's all over them. The Holy Ghost doesn't care. The Holy Ghost smiles like a mother. Like, let me take a picture of that one. Let me post that on Facebook. See, the Holy Spirit of God's here to clean you up. Amen. Clean you, wash you. Let me give you a couple verses so I can hurry up. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, but you are washed, you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:26 says that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the word of God. Titus 3:5, great verse. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. How? By washing and regenerating and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He put that new diaper on you every time you mess up. Johnny boy, you poo-pooed yourself. My point is, he's not mad. He's not upset. He loves you. He'll just keep changing diapers. He'll keep cleaning you up. That's how awesome he is. People think, oh no, I pooped myself. Excuse me for using this language. But you know, I messed myself up. I messed up. Do you ever hear someone say, I messed up? Yeah, I know. God knows, right? Who better to clean you up than the one that loves you? He's just so good. The third thing he does, not at first he feeds us, he watches us, he teaches us. Mothers, teach your children right. I was going to start this message with Proverbs 1:8, where it says that the law of your mother. Mothers, lay down the law. You got children at home, lay down the law. Law, 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 law. I can't get more serious. Do not let your children rule the house. Do not let them get up from the table without eating all their peas. Do not let them get away with it. Be strict with them. And the rest of their life, they're going to be like, thank God my mom taught me. Stop being so wishy-washy. Could you imagine God saying, well, that's okay. They're only smoking a little bit of crack. That's okay. They're only cursing a little bit. That's okay. They're only fornicating a little. That's not going to happen with the Holy Ghost. And it shouldn't happen with your mother either. Because if there's one person that you can count on to tell you the truth, it's got to be your mom. Mothers, teach your children right and wrong. Lay down the law. Amen. Let me keep going. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. I want you to listen to this verse. It says, but the anointing which you have received of him in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. The Holy Spirit of God will teach you everything you need to know. Amen. Isn't that great to know that? John 16, 13 says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. You know, the Holy Spirit of God will never lie to you. You know, people might want a pastor to lie to you. You're good. You're fine. You're wonderful. No, you're not. You got doo-doo diapers and you need to be changed. Amen. Thank you. It's supposed to be funny. Someone's got to laugh. Thank you. One of us. Maybe two of us are carnal and the rest are spiritual. I don't know. But the thing is stop thinking that you get guilty, don't you? When you do something wrong, you're guilty and you don't want to like come to God. What did Adam do when he sinned? He hid. A lot of these are hiding from God. You're hiding from your mother. You don't want to call her. You don't want to go over. You don't want this. Why? Mom's going to tell me I need to do something. Yeah. Amen to that. Because she loves you. Amen? She's for you. John 14, 26, Jesus said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God, like your mother, teaches you. Amen? I just want you to realize that these things he does, the last thing he does, well, not the last, the fourth thing he does is protects us. There's a great verse in Matthew 23, 37. I'm going fast so I can finish, and it's almost time to finish. Jesus said this, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. You know what that means? You're being bad. It says, and stones them which are sent to you. That means you are being horrible children. He says, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings? But you would not. You wouldn't come. You wouldn't come. God wants to gather you together under his wings. The Holy Spirit of God here wants to mother you. You might say, I don't need a mother. Yeah, you do. You need a mother. You need a holy mother. You need the Holy Spirit of God in your life. Men that think that are older, set in their ways, they think, I know what I'm doing. No, you don't. You're still a child in the eyes of God. You're all of us are foolish if we chase away our mothers. If the Holy Spirit comes to us and wants to put a finger on some things in our life, why do we say no? Amen? Let me hurry up and finish. 1 Peter 1, 3, 5. Well, I won't even read it. But it says that that we are kept by the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is able to keep you from falling. See, the Holy Spirit protects us from the evil that's out there. The Holy Spirit protects us like a mother hen and gathers us around from the devil, from evil, from bad things from happening. How many people have had some bad things happen to you? Amen? Yeah, you know what? God will turn that into good, but it should probably shouldn't have happened in the first place. Amen. Anyway, the last thing he does, like a mother, he comforts us. You ever have a little child and they get a boo-boo? Who was it? I think it's your son. Yeah, your grandson. He comes, Pastor, look, I got a... And I'm like, where? Right there, where? I can't even see it. He's like, yeah, little Tommy, he threw me down the steps or whatever. And he'll keep telling you over and over, look, next time I see him, Pastor, look, he's got a Band-Aid around it. The Band-Aid makes him feel better even though there's nothing there. You know what I'm saying? And we're all like that sometimes. Oh, God, I can't believe they're talking to me that way. I can't believe work did that. I can't believe this happened. Oh, this happened. And God's like, are you serious? There's nothing there. And we make a mountain out of a molehill, don't we? We do. We let things bug us, and we think it's a big deal. And God's like, are you serious? You know what I did on the cross for you? Calm down, children. Amen. He comforts us. John 14, 16 says, I will pray, and the Father, he shall send you another comforter. And that he may abide with you forever. John 14, 26 says, but the Comforter will come, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. We both, like children, we grieve our mothers. We grieve the Holy Spirit. That never means the Holy Spirit stopped being your mother. It never means that God is angry with you and doesn't want to talk to you. Doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying? So I can hurry up and finish. The Holy Spirit of God is your greatest gift in the world. You know what God calls it? The promise from the Father. Yeah, amen. The promise that all from Adam all the way up to Jesus, everybody wished they had. And now you have it and you don't want it. You have it and you don't bless it, praise it, worship the Lord. Having the Holy Spirit of God with you is evidence that you belong to God. The Bible says, he that has not the Spirit of God is none of his. You can receive the Holy Spirit today if you'll just be honest with him. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's in your heart right now. He knows how many times has he tried to get a hold of you and you said no, no. But thank goodness he came back. Thank goodness he led you and guided you to bring you to a place right here where you can right now receive the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want you to think about this for a minute. Imagine if your mother knew every single thing you've ever done. Imagine if your mom knew every thought you've ever had. Imagine if your mother knew everything about you. How would that make you feel? Embarrassed? Ashamed? Well, the Holy Spirit knows everything about you and more and loves you unconditionally and wants to receive you just the way you are right now. Will you allow the Holy Spirit of God to be your mother today? Will you allow the Holy Spirit to come upon you and to be yours? Will you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus? And he will send another comforter, the Spirit of God himself. And that Spirit will come and live inside of you and never leave you, never forsake you, and help you in every time in trouble. Teach you, guide you, feed you, cleanse you, amen, and protect you. Could you please stand to your feet? And as every head bows and every eye closes, could you do me a favor? Do God a favor. Why don't you on this, on Mother's Day, receive the greatest mother it's ever been, the Spirit of God himself. Amen. Friends, grab friends' hands and bring them out. Mothers, tell your children, turn to them and say, receive God today. Not religion, not anything else, but the Holy Spirit of God. Can you honestly and earnestly in your heart bow your head, close your eyes, talk to God and say, Lord Jesus, I need you. Can you say those words? Can you say, Jesus, I need you. Be merciful to me, a sinner. I don't know if I have you inside of me and I'm scared. I want to have you inside of me. Will you come in to me? Will you save my soul from hell? Will you give me life everlasting? Will you save me, Jesus? Say those words. Jesus, save me. I trust you. I believe in you. I give you my heart. I give you permission to come in. Holy Spirit of God, hear that soul. Hear that cry of the heart. Save the soul that's nearest hell today, O Lord. Save the person struggling. Save the person being tempted and led away by the devil. Save that person, Lord, for you care for us. You love us. You died on the cross for us. You rose again for us, and you sent forth your Spirit of life to give life for us. Will you now open your heart to Jesus? Can you say, Jesus, save me. Come into my heart and save my soul. I'm a sinner in need of salvation. I need to be cleansed, O Lord. I need to be fed, O Lord. I need to be led, O Lord. I need to be taught, O Lord. Protect me, O Lord, in thy Spirit, thy grace. Father, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, which is our mother. I trust you now. I call upon you now. I ask you to save every soul in this room and every soul that will hear this message. Save the souls of them that call upon you. Please be with every mother as they go and have their lunch. Give them the joy of the Lord, knowing that their children are safe and secure in your arms. Give each mother satisfaction and give them strength, knowing that their children care about you and love you, and they have a safety, a safe place in heaven. And each mother that's out there, let them know that they need Jesus. They need the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you so much for the church, for the message, for the people. Please bless as only you can. We pray this in Jesus' name. Before we say amen, if you have a mother in heaven, tell the Lord, ask the Lord to give her a hug for you. If you have a mother on this earth, go see her. Call her. Forgive her. Ask her to receive Christ. Tell her that you've received Christ, the greatest gift in the world, that she too can have a home in heaven. Father, thank you for our mothers. Thank you for the word of God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.